Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't think some of us are feeling like God's hand is stretched out for us. Because some of us just sat down and we're just enjoying the music. Is somebody here that wants God to stretch out his hand to them? Really? But you are not acting like when you are singing now. It's just how you're listening. There's a way to respond when God is sending a word to you. You will not just sit down. You will jump up and you will receive it. You will respond to the song knowing that God is talking to me and you are saying, God, stretch out your hands to me. So does somebody want to try again? Does somebody want to try again? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? So give us the chorus once again. I want to see that you believe. I pray, Father, that your people will see your mighty hand. For everyone that rightfully desires to see your hand in their lives this week, I'm asking, Lord, that you will stretch your hands to them. Anyone deep in any pit of any mess, Lord, and they are looking up to you for you to pull them. I'm asking that, Lord, you will draw them out in the name of Jesus. You will pull them out in the name of Jesus. Anyone that needs deliverance, you will stretch your hands and you will deliver in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because you are the one God that has the outstretched arm. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for what He's doing in our lives today. It's been a wonderful 1 week that the youth week has taken us through. And also since the beginning of the month, we have been looking at the topic break forth. Youth, we are looking at break forth. We have been looking at our month of new what? Me, I'm already seeing things that are new in my life. I don't know about you. I'm not saying it to hype you. Me, I'm telling you what is happening to me. So it's just to challenge you that it can happen for you too. For those who are not around, you need to go and take the sermon and listen to it again. There were instructions that came with it, that you will need to experience new things this month. So it's not just a blank declaration. God gave His word as to how this is going to happen and the thing that we need to do. So you need to get a sermon again. You are trusting God for something new. Get that sermon and listen to it and follow the instructions that have been given to us for the month of new things. I'm praying that the Lord will do as He has said, and He will fulfill what He has spoken concerning us in the name of Jesus. This afternoon, we are looking at another subject. This morning, we thank God for His word that He sent to us this morning. Can drop it a little. His word that He sent to us this morning. This morning, we looked at goodbye yesterday. I will recommend that sermon to everyone to go and listen to it. You know, in first service, goodbye yesterday. God did some very serious work in our midst here this morning. He healed people. He delivered people from age-long things that have been holding them back. Because you must know that when they are talking about anything new, there is something old. Whenever we talk about something new, there is something old. So for something new to come out, something old must give way. And I mentioned that also in the uplifting hour. So please get it. I can't go back on that. So Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. We are starting from there. Isaiah chapter 43. We're reading from verse 18 and verse 19. That's what we're reading for this morning. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Are we there in our Bibles? Are we there in our Bibles? All right. Let's all read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Do not remember the... Wait. I can't hear you. We will read it together now. Are we ready now? So 1, 2, 3, go. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Help us, Holy Spirit. We are not supposed to remain at the same level that we have always been. And like the Bible said that the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and then brighter unto the perfect day. Meaning that the life of every believer should not just remain constant. Meaning that if they come to your life today, they should see a particular dimension. By the time they come back, they should see something new. Opolopo gba ni aye awon nigbagbo ma ri bakan na. You know there's this song we used to sing. E ma je wa kanama baba ma je wa bakonomo fowo mi yo baba. Why are we asking for that? Why are we asking that margin we're back or no more? Because something new should be coming out of our life. It's the way a believer's life to be. And the way it is with God is that God is always doing new things. He's always doing new things. God is not the one that will just do something and then he's like, and then he doesn't do something new. God is a God of new things. He creates new things. And we as his children too should bring forth new things in our lives. Second scripture we are reading today. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 12 to 14. Philippians 3, 12 to 14. Says, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. What is Apostle Paul saying here? And even though we know Apostle Paul to be the person who has encountered God, apart from the disciples, he was one of the persons, he was another disciple that did not meet Jesus Christ physically, but he still met Jesus at a point in time in his life. Miracles and signs had been done by him. But he came to this certain point in this Philippians chapter 3. That he was saying that, I count myself as though I have not apprehended.
Because there are times when we get to a certain point in our life and we are comfortable as though everything is all right and it cannot be better. Things can be better than they are now. Your life can be better than it is now. Your finances can be better than it is now. Your spiritual life can be better than it is now. No matter what level you have known God before, it can be better. Amen. It can be better. So the Apostle Paul was saying that, see, I do not count it as though I have attained something, because there is still more. So he said, what do I do? He says, I will press on. Tell someone you said, press on. I will press on. Sometimes we get to a certain point and then we think that that is the peak we can get to. That is the height we can get to. That's the best that we can be. And this is a limiter of destinies. That's not the best result you can get in your academics. Even if the last one you got was your best yet. That amount you have earned is not the highest you can earn. Even though that was the highest you have earned in your life. So don't limit yourself to your best of yesterday. Celebrate your wins now, but don't dwell on it, because there is a more that can happen. You can have more money than you've had. You can know God more than you have known Him before. You can experience God more than you have ever experienced before. You can become much more brilliant than you have been brilliant before. Some of us have gotten to a particular point in our life when we have plateaued in our learning. You can know God more than you have known Him before. So whenever you come to a point where you find out that you are already comfortable, as though you are attained, Apostle Paul is telling us here today that we have not apprehended. We have not known as much as we should know. Sometimes we are too convenient at the level that we are, as though that is all that the world, or that is all we can get from the world. But that is not true. We keep pressing on. We keep moving on. We keep pressing on. We keep moving on. We keep evolving. We keep growing. That's what God wants. The path of the just is like a what? Shining light that shines brighter and brighter. It does not see every year. It needs every decade. Because that's where some people are. Their own is just once a year that they make progress. For some, it's every decade. But it says it can be every day in your life. It can be every day that you keep shining brighter. That's what God is saying to us for today. There's always a process to bringing forth new things. And before I go into the sea, I want us to challenge ourselves that you become uncomfortable with your present situation, knowing that get dissatisfied with your present position. Get dissatisfied with it. Some are already satisfied. You made 100,000 and you feel like you have made it. That is it can be tripled, it can be quadrupled. Make a decision that from today I am going to be dissatisfied with the level I am. Except God cannot do more than He's doing for you presently. But if there is a more, I want to get it as a person. If there's a more to knowing God, I want to know it. If there's more I need to achieve my finances, I want to achieve it. If there's more that I need to grow mentally to become a transformed individual, I want to know it. Don't become a local champion at a particular level and feel that you have arrived. Whatever that you have attained, somebody can trivialize it. You know, I like the way the world used to operate, especially two particular set of things that is usually done globally. Number one is the richest man in the world. Number two is Guinness Book of Records. You know those things are never constant. In this week, Elon Musk lost about $43 billion. In this week. If he loses too much, the owner of Louis Vuitton will overtake him. If he loses too much more than what he has lost presently, will overtake him as the richest man in the world. That is the way it is in the world. That nothing is constant if you don't keep pushing to make sure that you are growing consistently. The second one is Guinness Book of Record. Now, they should rename that into Nigerian Guinness Book of Record, because every time you will see a Nigerian trying to break one record or the other. Is it not so? But what are we to learn from that event? Is that if you rest too much, there are those who are willing to overtake you. If you relax too much, there are people who are coming behind you who don't care about your achievements. They want to break your record. I can remember when Ida Bassi did a cookathon. The following week, they not even let the girl rest and enjoy. The following week, another girl started and said, "You know what? I want to break the record." I said, "Ah, how about show me, tell me." Asegba, if a contact me, if our ladano junileye, somebody solid just came. Say, "Ah, following week, let me enjoy it." See, that is the way the world is. You must consistently make progress as an individual. Something new should be coming out of your lives. That's the way God designed us, that things will consistently evolve. We will keep growing in our lives. And what does that mean? New things will have to be coming out from your life. New things don't just happen. You must be intentional to making it happen. If you are using an old phone, you don't just wish that the phone becomes a new one. You may either need to sell off the old one and then have money to go and buy the new one. So, for new things to come out, there is a participation that you need to participate to make sure new things come out of your life. And so, we'll be quickly looking at some of the things I wrote down here. I have 7, but we'll see as much as time will permit us to cover before our time is up. So, I was thinking about this for, process of bringing about something new. God gave me the analogy of a field and how a field works. Recently, we entered into the planting season around February, March, thereabouts. And one thing you notice is that the moment the farmers knew that planting season was near, they didn't just say, "Ah, Oluwa Seun Ojo ti fe de." There was a way that they went and prepared themselves so that when the rain comes, something new can come along with the rain. So, what did the farmers do? They went to the farmland and began to clear it, getting it ready, so that once the rain comes, it will meet the seed in the ground. We are going somewhere today. Somebody will bring for something new in the name of Jesus. There's a preparation to bring about new things in your life. You won't just sit down and hope that things change. Things don't just change. The law of motion has told us that. That nothing moves unless there's what? External force applied. Let me say it that way. Some of you are not gbeshonleins. That means you are taking it gently. You are taking it gently. If somebody is in my front, you just come. Stand here. Let's say this is the only path that is available for me to go through. Imagine now you now want to overtake this one. I can say, "Excuse me now. Move now. And you know that, this is my lane. For me to take over and become the new reigning champion, if I tell him excuse, will you just excuse? Excuse me now. That is some of us are taking life. We are sheep now. Jesus changed my life now. Let new thing come out now. Well, he says that what? That nothing moves unless an external force is applied. I want to break forth. I will apply force. You see that in the planting season, when they put the seed in the ground, do they leave it open? Do they leave the seed open? What do? Don't think that it takes an external force for the seed to push away whatever is on top of it so that its leaves can show. Did you see somebody when they opened the place? In fact, I learned something of recent that I said, wow. They said the same process it takes for a woman to give birth to a child, that kind of pain is the kind of pain also that plants go through for them to die and bring forth another new leaf. So you can be buried in the ground, and because of your zeal and resilience, something new can break out of you, and no force on earth can stop you because you are ready to bring about something new. Somebody say, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. Don't be too casual. For something new to come out, nobody will just hand you something new and say, well, you deserve it. You fight for things new. See Matthew chapter 7 or thereabouts, it says, for since the death of John the Baptist, please sit down, the kingdom of God does what? Lati gbaye Johanu onitebomi ni ijoba won ti se kini o. Ijoba run down kan se dede ke go to heaven. See, the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been suffering violence. But what's the last one? That's the part I like the most. Say, but the violence taketh it by force. That's how something new comes out, my brethren. It doesn't just happen. It comes one day, the devil doesn't even want it to come out with something new. He doesn't want it. Some of you need to go back and forcefully take whatever the devil has stolen from you. Maybe your children. Say this one. You will go back in the secret place and say, Lord, this devil that wants to take the child that you gave me. The Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. Oluwa esokpe omo ni ni oluwa. Omo inu silere re. Esu ti fe ma gba ile ilu. Oluwa mo faraya le ni omo mi e da pada. We are casual. Things won't just fall down on your lap. You will have to contend for the things that matters to you. Like the Apostle Paul says, he says, as a soldier of Christ, as a soldier, there is a way that they do their things and they have their way. There is force applied. There's force applied. Even just as applied force. You think that they want him to rise from the dead? Oh, you thought, they didn't want him to come. Oh. What do you think he went to go and do in the grave? He went to go and fight. And he beat them very well. Then he came back from the dead. Imagine him begging Satan, please let me go now. Please let me go. Imagine your Jesus begging. He beat them. So we need to go back and beat the hell out of the things that are not allowing you to make progress and bring about new things. You will enforce your dominion until something new comes out. Let a new year march this month in the name of Jesus. For somebody here, you are too timid. Any small thing, you are already crying. Any small pressure, you are already tired. You will say, what? This body, hear the word of the Lord. Strength enter my body. I will no longer be a timid person. The violence taketh it out. By force. It will respond to you. I've never thought. Okay, number one. Number one, forget the past. That's the first key to breaking into the new. Egbagbe ohun to ti koja na. Awon nkan to ti ja yin kule. Awon nkan to n dun yin lokan. Awon nkan to ti fi mogbesin yin lokan. E fi won lena ki ohun tutun ba le je yo jade ninu aye wa. You will leave the thing that I've... please get this morning sermon. I can't preach it again now, so that we will cover a lot. There's so much that we need to touch this year that I'm struggling. I'm trusting God that God will allow us to cover all these topics. So if you are not here this morning and you want to break out of the new, I know that there is something in your life hindering. Run after service. Get that sermon. Goodbye yesterday. So that new things can come out of your life. Some of you, the experiences of your past are the things that are hindering you till today. Your parents always call you Olodo. You have not healed from that experience. Wherever you go, you are still thinking you are Olodo just because you have not healed from that experience. You will need to go back and say, no! I reject that name. I'm a brilliant chap. God did not give anybody substandard brain. No. Nobody. I was reading a news just 2 days ago of this particular boy in Ibadan that suddenly rose to fame. 12 years old boy, SGS2. He was just mimicking this guy that used to do radio station or something. And he was just saying that Yoruba, and he was casting the news in Yoruba. And one of his brothers was just there recording him. And they sent online. That's how the guy went viral. At 12 years old, this guy already has a job with one of the radio stations in Ibadan. If you hear the guy's English, ha! Omo! But see, the TJ does not, this thing, he doesn't respect English, oh. He's not by English. You can speak all the English and you're not breaking forth. I know what I'm telling you. Ebo kolo manje ke yo jen kotutu yo ki se bo. Agbarani. It's by force. Some of you in prayer. Lord, I thank you. I know you're doing something new. Father, help me. It's time for me to break forth. I'm breaking forth. You have not seen memes. You will put pressure until it breaks. There's no absolutely nothing that cannot break. Ko sin kankan to din yan momo le tele ti o se ja. Except you're not serving the God that we are calling the iron breaker. Not be so. I know you will respond. We call him Jehovah. I am great. Hey! His name is Jehovah. I know you respond. I just told my father to go to Yoruba. Only Oru call any Jehovah. Or Batiman Foyin. So, what am I trying to say? There is absolutely nothing that is beyond the power of God. But you must go and rely on this one that brings the strength to make sure you break forth as into something new. So the number one process is that you must first forget the past. And I put in brackets, you must clear the weeds. You must clear the weeds. When a crop is growing and weed is growing around it, it limits the amount of nutrients that the seed itself can get. So you must identify what are the weeds in my life sucking away the nutrients that is supposed to make me bring about something new. That's what I preached about this morning. You need to get that sermon again. I'll be saying it over and over again. You can't hold me responsible. Under God, I will teach you all that you need to know. that Isaiah chapter 43, that verse 18. It says, do not remember the former things. Things that have passed. Things that are holding you bound. Things that have chained you to a particular level. It says, do not remember them. Then he made a statement, which leads us to number two. I may have to teach about that extensively next week, Sunday. Number two is that you must have sight. Sight. Oju to nriran. The eyes that sees. So the first process is to clear the weed. Whatever is hindering your sight, whatever is hindering your vision, whatever is hindering your progress, you must clear them out of the way. For some of it is laziness. Clear it out of the way. Something is about to come. Your season is changing. I say your season is changing. Clear it out of the way. Let something new come out. The rain is about to come. If the rain comes and it doesn't meet your seed in the ground, something else will grow. Some of you are wondering how some things came out in your life. You didn't take your time to clear the field of your life. So Jankari what you were beorish rich in your jade. But a fibi tatin dako okwaye wa afisile. The enemy said that while men slept, the enemy came and did what? He saw tears. I don't know why tears is the same thing as tears. Do you get it? Did you get it? He saw tears among the wheat. For some people, the enemy came and literally sowed tears. Tell somebody, Jimas. Don't be sleeping as a child of God. Something new needs to come up. Are you getting me today? Number two is what? Sight. Oju to nriran. What are you seeing today? Look at that verse 19, everybody. Verse 19, what does it say? Let's read it together. Just the first statement there. Behold! Somebody else says what? See, some of you, the tears you are crying is not making to see anything. Do you know that when people are crying, their eyes become red? You are crying, you think you want to see something new. You can't see something new. You first need to clear the weed off. He said, behold, God said to tell them that see it. See, if you don't see things before they happen, it will be hard for you to trap them in reality. Things are first spiritual before they manifest physical. What did I say? Things are first what? Are you following me this morning? Things are first what? Before they manifest. So they were about to transit into a new season, the children of Israel, about to enter into a new season of their life. And God told them to what? He said, behold, see it. Let your mind be able to conceive what I want to do. One of the work that the enemy does is to damage the eyes of the children of God. It's inefficient. Says that the God of this world has blinded their eyes. Why is it their eyes? Because you know that if he takes away your sight, he has taken away a major part of your life. So God told them, don't be blind, see it, behold it. Some of you are thinking about, will somebody marry me? I'm age 30 now. Behold it. See yourself on the altar. Somebody put a ring in your finger. Amen. You are about to graduate. Nobody has toasted you. Behold it! Are you getting me? You think I'm joking? Okay, the serious ones have spoken. No, he's serious. Akpimara. But I'm serious. See, whatever your mind can't conceive cannot come to your hands. Yes, it's true. This is the rule that everywhere, when God, Abraham was in a situation, God had been telling him for years, I will make you a father of many nations. But one day God says, Abraham, I need to change your dimension of seeing things. So the Bible says, and God brought out Abraham under the cloud and said, look to the sky. There's something as seeing it as a picture does to you as a human being. He says, look to the sky. He says, count it. So Abraham will try. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 30, 40, 50, 100, 120, 150, 190, 190, 190, 190. What's the last one? What's the last one? And then he's confused. And after Abraham was done, he found that he was unable to count the stars. I am sure on that day, God will make sure the stars are so plenty to blow the mind of Abraham and say, if there will be this much, my children can be this much. See, I pray God will blow open somebody's eyes today to see the extent of what God wants to do for you. Some of us are short-sighted. Some of us, we are blind totally. Some of us, the enemy has damaged our eyes. We cannot see something better than we have seen before. If they ask you about where you are going to, what do you want to have? Say, I want to have a 3-bedroom flat and 1 car. I'm fine. And you are the one that is singing, nations are waiting. The people are hungry. You are the one that say, we'll spend the billions. We'll spend the billions. But in your mind, you have not. Even 1 million, you can't even conceive. It's the truth, sir. Don't just go with everybody singing. Not everybody can conceive that they will spend billions. Not everybody. God is doing a work in your heart. God is doing a work upon your eyes. In the name of Jesus. See, the moment you see things and the way you will see life will be different. I'm telling you. Sight, very powerful. Si oju mi Oluwa ke mi le ri o. Si okan mi Oluwa mo fe mo o. When God opens your eyes, things change. You can be in the middle of a storm and yet you know that you cannot die. Though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Not because I cannot be afraid. He said, but why? For thou art with me. God is doing a surgical work upon your eyes. You will be able to think beyond the way you are thinking before. Your thinking capability is shifting. Gehazi was on the mountain with Elisha. Elisha was there. He was sleeping and snoring. He came, my master. Lo and behold, they have surrounded us. Elisha said, but boy, you calm down now. He didn't say, Lord, kill all of them. If you had that power. See, Elisha was powerful. I hope you know. The guy, some people just laughed at him small like this. He commanded bear. You remember, ba? Bear came out from the bush and ate them. So it was not lack of power. But he said, Kisekpe, Amashi, don't bear out. But a drone said, Lord, open his eyes. He's not doing it for his own sake. He's doing it for his own sake. So he will know what is available to him. If that guy does not see those who are with him, he will always remain afraid. But the moment he prayed for him and he prayed, I say, ni toto, awon to wa pelu wa, won po ju awon ti o wa lodo wa lo. That's the way some of us are. The devil is molesting and defeating some of us because we can't see who God has sent to be with us. When the guy saw it, everything changed. Everything shifted for him. he was at peace. Then Elijah now said, let us now do the power dimension. The first one you need is to first see. And he said, Lord, now I commanded this one's eyes to be open. I want to change the fortune of those ones, blind their eyes. Can you see how it operates? Every evil eye looking at you, they blind. They are watching your destiny, watching how your life will play. I said they blind in Jesus' name. It's a serious player. So if you take away their eyes, they'll be begging God for mercy. Not be so. Sight is powerful. Sight is powerful. I have the ability to conceive things, see things in the spirit. Let's move number three. I can't cover again for today. Obviously, it's not. But if we stop here, we know that God is doing a major work in our lives. That something new must come out. Some of you need to dream again. You need to dream again. You need to imagine again. Some of you have stopped imagining things. You know, when we are growing up, we used to imagine plenty of things. But the moment the reality of life begins to come, you now stop imagination. How many of you here? If 70% of us here have not done it before, there's a problem. How many of you here, when you are growing up, you're like, King Kori, 1 billion, no? If you have done it before, raise up your hand. How many of you are still imagining it today? Can you see that number has reduced? The reason is because by the time Nigeria happens to you, and you see the way the economy is, you know that what I could share, shake your back the 1 million. So do you want number? So the eyes of that imagination are called falling. Dream again. Dream again. I said dream again. The enemy knows that sight is powerful. If he can take away your sight, he has taken away a major part of your life. A major part. That's why when Jesus Christ met blindness anywhere, he never turned any one of them down. Blind Bartimaeus, mercy, O Lord. What do you want? Open my eyes. The other blind man too. What do you want? That my eyes may see. He opened his eyes. Another one was walking again. Said, Lord, open my eyes. That one says, Jesus touched his eyes. Say, what do you see? See, I see men. Like Jesus can say, continue to me. And then your Lord say, open again. The Lord open your eyes again. Oh. So open it. He touched it again. Some of you are saying bye-bye. I will be great. Tomorrow, I will not be great. I will be rich. But then suddenly, you are drinking gari. She will make a bye. You are saying bye-bye. Sight is coming for you. Your mind will open once again to conceive those possibilities. You must trust God that He opens your eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you. Jesus, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Will you open the eyes of my heart, Lord? I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you, I am lifted up.
Ha, Jesus.
Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you, I am lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you, I lift it up.
Shine in the light of your glory.
understand. The gift of sight. The gift of sight. You must trust God that He will open your eyes. The moment you can see that things are possible, it changes everything. It changes everything. It changes everything. It changes everything. Somebody will need to go back again and think again and bring out those things that God has spoken to you in the past that you have abandoned because you said you thought God can't do it. And you will begin to confess it one more time and say, Lord, you spoke this word. You spoke this word. You spoke this word. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Don't let the devil enjoy your mind. There's so much you can see. Let's find somewhere to round up. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. Let me wrap up here. See, if some of us see God, if you see God, those enemies you are afraid of will suddenly become like nothing before your face. Have you seen where God fights for a man before?
Olulano miyo, olulana, oludande miyo, oludande miyo.
See, if you have seen God operate in some certain ways before, see, something happened with the children of Israel. This year I will close. Some people were traveling with them while they were leaving Egypt, and when they got there. Maybe they were on the other side of the river, and when they saw, and then they saw water split right and left, and the children of Israel were walking on ground. The Bible says that, and the nations began to hear. The Amorites, the kingdom of Hai, the kingdom of the one that Esau came from, the Edomites. All of them heard, and the Bible says when they got to Jericho, the Bible says, and Jericho, they had melted in their hearts. Do you know what happened? Some of them saw what God had done, and they came up to me and said, I'm an Israeli. And Toba Kodju, that's the one. Omi man be one minio. Say, Toto. I pray that God will do a mind blowing thing in your life. That this Olowo Gbogboro will no longer be just a song. It will be an experience for you. Olugbeja will no longer be a song. It will be an experience for you. If some of us see God, everything changes. Everything changes. So I close. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. The Bible says, and in the year that King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, I saw the Lord, and I saw him seated upon the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple, and there were innumerable company of angels. Eronibao. Nobody preached to him. He preached to himself. Say, who am I? Who am I? What happened? He came in contact with God. That singular contact, that will lead to my number three, but you see, that singular contact that he had with God changed his ministry forever. Isaiah from chapter 1 to chapter 6 was called a war prophet. That means everything says, woe to you, woe to you, woe to you. When he finished that episode in chapter 6 and he saw God, from that moment, go and check his prophecy. His prophecy was about things that people have not heard before. things that people have not seen before. He began to prophesy about the birth of Jesus Christ. He began to prophesy about the death of Jesus Christ. He began to prophesy about the new coming and revival. He began to prophesy about the coming of the Holy Spirit. He began to prophesy about Jesus Christ and the government being on his shoulder. He began to prophesy about the spirits, the seven spirits upon Jesus Christ. From a limited perspective of a human, what happened to him? I, Isaiah, saw the Lord. May you see the Lord. May you see our Lord Olugbeja. Sight. Pray in 1 minute. I'm closing. Just Father, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. I cannot have a limited perspective. If I'm blind, Lord, open it. If my perspective is limited, Lord, open it. Oluwa shimi loju. Kile rin odada. Kile rin gbogbo te ti pese fun mi. Kí lè rí àwọn tó wà pẹ̀lú mi nínú ìjà tí mo ń já yìí, kí ẹrù má balẹ̀ bà mí mọ́. Olúwa sí mi lójú. Some of you need to pray, Lord, show me where I am going so I can be confident. Lord, show me where I am supposed to be seated. Lord, show me where I am supposed to be reigning. Àwọn kan, à ń jẹ́ ẹni tó kí ni slave Yorùbá náà. Angeli don't serve. Angelu, live to your katima joba. Tolo ba si oture, to live to your katima joba. To wan sherube, inu abie, you will be angry. Oluwa simi loju, Oluwa simi loju, Oluwa simi loju clearin o dada. Lord, open my eyes, let me see properly. Show me where I'm going, so I will not be limited in my sight and expression. Some of you think you have arrived, whereas the journey is still far. Lord, open my eyes. I refuse to be normal. I refuse to remain on the same level. Open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes. Somebody pray. Somebody is sick here. Lord, open my eyes to see the healed version. Open my eyes to see the healed version. You think you cannot be healed again, but God is saying there is a balm in Gilead. You can be healed again. There's a balm in Gilead. You can be healed. Some of you have thought that because you don't have money now, you can never have money again. Open my eyes. Let me see the amount of influence you want me to have. Shimi loju Oluwa. Take a read on that. Is somebody praying that prayer? Open my eyes, oh God. I want to see better. I want to see clearly. Arabakora namashahaya. Embrekatabaya. Somebody here, she will see a new business from today. You have been asking God, how do you want to provide for me? Lord, open my eyes, let me see new things. New business ideas. Let me see my breakthrough. Let me see the job I'm looking for. Let me see the business I want to start. Let me see myself having children. Open my eyes. Let me see myself having A's in my academics. Let me see myself opening multiple business in multiple cities. Open my eyes, oh God. Give me the symbol. Open my eyes, oh God. My eyes must be open. Shala bakata. Oluwa simi loju. Olu to eki rije mari. Gbogbo bi to toju awon kan to eki ma to e ko je temi. If to ma toju esi, simi loju kile mari. God is doing a work upon your eyes. Some of you may need to lay your hand upon your eyes right now. I say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see my dreams again. Let me see business ideas again. Let me see opportunities. Let me see possibilities. Jackie Rico Sese. Jackie Rico Sese. Only I'm a very. Only I'm a very. Only I'm a very. Oju mi si. Oju mi si. Iye mi si. Aka mi si. Ojú mi sí, ọkàn mi sí, iyẹ̀ mi sí Olúwa.
rabakata rabakata embrokete sepahaya akabokata letaro kobo daga haga agadira koba haya daha ilombo kote suka haya shakiko poka gaba abaraka tuka teke naba haya shakiro kolo bakatika olu asimiloju olu asimiloju ah ebi toba tigbe komi famosi olu asimiloju aiko makata show me my destiny show me my destiny show me my future show me possibilities kairo bokoto sahaya aiko bandela kata aite fele kete koraba haya ah oju ti si oju ti si oju ti si oju ti si ah so you will see power she will see power ah okomi wali ohun wali ohun please tell them that they don't get the favor kairo koto super haya akaruka papa haya ashaka bakora taga holy asimiloju abarakata awon mi ni ma ri orun to si awon mi ni ma ri orun to si ayakata saba e poko poko to balaba poro ko to soba yada ah oluwa ise de ki npa owo to ki se ise de ki se ile to ki ra omo de ki bi awon ti o ye ki ba odun opo oluwa simi loju ah somebody people help us open my eyes to see my helpers open their eyes to see me ah awon to ko lo mi lowo oluwa si oju mi kiri won oluwa si oju mi kiri won kala ba kataya efro ko to sopaya kaba ko to kapa kaba kura da bashaya Pray. Your eyes is opening. Your eyes is opening. Oju ishi. Iwo to la la tele. To la la mo. Ki oju re be si ma shi. Iwo to mo we tele. To wa mo we mo. Ki opolo re be si ma shi. Iwo to mo se tele to mo se mo ki jere ma si ki jere ma si ki jere ma si pre kabora kata sabhaya shakata liko bara taka akambeleke te korabhaya shikoro bokolaba aparito toma masere bokoliba haya o sise abe loju awon elomi o sise abe lowo elomi kariba kono makataha aliko rogo bokata takaga eberu katama sakataya a sese ah irose mi ri o sese It is possible. You can see the heavens open. It's possible. You can see angels ascending and descending. It's possible. Ah. Ibiti ere mi wa. Ibiti ise mi wa. Ah. Ìrìtọ́jú rẹ̀ mi wà olúwa símọ́lójú kí n lè rí ah for somebody Lord open the Bible to me again let me see mysteries olúwa ṣí bíbélì sí mi lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí kí n bá lè máa rí àwọn ríran nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ah blindness is evil rebuke blindness over your life. Bagbe mi soke. Oluwajo. God is lifting somebody. God is lifting somebody. God is lifting somebody. God is lifting somebody. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. His spirit will overshadow you. He will lift you beyond your enemies. He will lift you to a new height if you can see it. He will elevate you to a place of stature that you see your enemies are small. I got me, it's okay. Oluwajo. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Kila makaraba halimusuha. Àwọn kan tí ń wọnú kan tuntun, wọ́n ti ń wọnú ikan tuntun, wọ́n ti ń wọnú inú ìrírí tuntun. Ọwọ́ Olúwa ń bẹ lórí ẹnìkan níbí yìí. Ó bẹ̀ sí gbé òsókè látòní lọ. Ó ti ń ṣí ọ lójú ẹ̀mí. Ó ti ń ṣí ọ lójú ẹ̀mí. Amen. For somebody here, like the encounter that Paul had, can you be Paul is in a paday? When the bring back the Ananias is sick, bay. Those sick, bawale. Only Paul, bow to Tony Rapada. Scales fell from his eyes, and he saw again. Quickly, I want to pray for some set of people. Your ability to imagine has been hampered. I want to quickly pray for you because that's the picture the Holy Ghost is showing me right now. Your ability to dream, your ability to see things beyond your normal circumstances has been hampered. I want to quickly pray for you like Paul laid his hand on Ananias so that he can see again. I want to quickly lay my hands on you. Quickly come. Quickly come. You need to dream again. It's all specific people out. I've just quickly laid my hands quickly. But you will see again. That's what God is saying this morning. That you must see again. You must see possibilities. You must see realities. As I'm laying my hands upon you, don't worry, just go back to your seat. Open eyes in the name of Jesus. 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 Open eyes. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Open eyes in the name of Jesus. Open eyes. Let your eyes see again. Let your eyes see again. Open eyes in the name of Jesus. Open eyes in the name of Jesus. Open eyes in the name of Jesus. Open eyes. Open eyes. Eyes be open. 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 Eyes be open in the name of Jesus. Eyes be open. 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 If I flip, just return back to your seat. Eyes be open. Eyes be open. Eyes be open. Eyes be open. In the name of Jesus. Eyes be open. In the name of Jesus. Your eyes be open from today. In the name of Jesus. Eyes be open. Eyes be open. Open eyes. Open eyes. Open eyes. Open eyes. Dream again. Dream again. Dream again. Open eyes. Ah, receive your sight. 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 See again. See again. See again. Dream, dream, dream. Koji Komashi. Kebasmariona Bayo. Koji Mashi. Emarona Bayo. Open eyes. Open eyes. Let the scales fall. Let the scales fall. Open eyes. Dream again. See again. See again. See again. Open eyes. In the name of Jesus. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open. Let your eyes be open. Receive sight. Supernatural by the Spirit. Opening of new dimensions for you. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Open eyes. Open eyes. Open eyes. Let your eyes see again. Dream again. In the name of Jesus. Some of you will go back and you'll be surprised. You will go back and be surprised by how your perspective will shift. It will be as though you were not in Ogbomo Shore before. Suddenly, ideas will come. Suddenly, you begin to see things are changing. Suddenly, you begin to see breakthrough. Suddenly, you begin to see excellence. Suddenly, you begin to see a way in the wilderness. You will see it. You are seeing it from today. You are seeing possibilities. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you are saying, Lord, can I go global? May the Lord show you and may the Lord take you there. In the name of Jesus. You are here. Begin to see that you are healed again. You have been sick. Areti wa nuarare. Orobo le liwo saman. Niba ima gba wosan le. Koju rebe simari. Komari rekoti gba wosan. Thank you, Father. Give me praise and thanks. Can we rise up together? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will not fail to give somebody an opportunity. If you don't know Jesus, this can't work for you. It can't work for you. You will only be covered with your eyes will only be covered because the enemy will cover your eyes. As long as you are not given to Jesus Christ, you are still in blindness. You are here want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Quickly, I want to pray for you. Let me see your answer, please. Lord, I'm surrendering my life to you today. This is not a shameful decision, it's the best decision. Everybody who is a believer has made that decision. You are rededicating your life to Jesus. You are saying, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. I want to pray with you. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the kingdom of God as his child. So you can see what God sees. Jesus, I'm surrendering my life to you. Wherever you are, I want you to raise up your hands. I'd love to pray for you this morning. If there's none, I'll still give you an opportunity. 5 seconds. Anyone, I want to pray with you. The Lord brought you here for a time like this so that you can save and enter into your destiny. Father, we thank you. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name.